classic Disney movie. It's great, so fun, it's really good. Anyway, beautiful, lots of ocean. People who love the ocean, people who love the beach, people who love oceans and the beach, and people who love Polynesia, and people who love The Rock, people who love Lin-Manuel Miranda. All these people are going to be happy. He does the soundtrack. The Rock voices the character of the god, and the new interesting main character here who takes on the latest in what is a refreshing Disney tradition of capturing female characters and giving them a heroic story which does not involve them being married at the end. And this sort of empowered on her own view of the world is a more recent one. And so what we have here is the story of a Polynesian princess who goes out and chases down a Polynesian god played by The Rock, who has stolen sort of an emerald from the heart of the earth and has angered it to create a volcano which threatens to destroy the world as we know it. So whether this is a metaphor for mining the planet for chemicals, for precious metals, and the destructive impact on that, whether this is just a simple Odysseus going out into the world to discover knowledge and to bring back that wisdom to bear fruit to his own village, and in so doing, by completing his heroic journey, he thus saves the future from itself. So this is that story, and what's really beautiful about it is that there's so much ocean, and the animation by Walt Disney here is incredible. Lighting is a key element in all animation, and so water, which with its reflective and refractive qualities really can highlight lighting. I mean, really, the word highlight itself speaks for itself. So the lighting is very high on the priorities of Moana. And the movie is funny, it's charming, it doesn't spend too long on any one joke. It dances from scene to scene, the songs are fantastic, and it's just a beautiful story. Anyone who wants to spend more time at the beach in the dead of winter would be remiss to miss this movie. And as long as we're going to be rhyming, let's talk about the Pacific Islands. Because really there's not enough animated movies made in the South Pacific, and there's not enough movies in general made in the South Pacific. So here Disney hits one out of the park with a story that is timeless. It's drawing on a myth here, and one wonders if they'll start mining sort of the more obscure myths, different cultures in the world, for these types of stories, which, you know, as Joseph Campbell made the point, there's only the one story, and all the myths sort of tell the same story. So having looked around the world for their sort of it's a small world after all segment of Polynesia, they've landed on this beautiful story, and one wonders where Disney will look next. But in any case, Moana is it's empowering, it's refreshing, and it's better than you'd expect. And you probably expect it to be pretty good because it's Disney, so even having high expectations, you're in pretty good shape. Maybe not as in good shape as The Rock is in this, which is in ridiculously good shape. The only real question in the movie is sort of what age Moana herself is, if she's sort of prepubescent or postpubescent. If she's not interested in The Rock, is she even human? If The Rock can't create if The Rock can't draw someone's interest in, are they even human? And that question remains unsolved, because really, the audience is left to love Fest on the Rock and his moving tattoos, and also to identify with Moana and to save the planet from its destructive ways and to create harmony and to have peace and unity and all of those other Disney values that we enjoy.